and welcome to the J2W Project, the Journey to Holiness. It is so exciting to know that you are again embarking upon this journey as you become whole through God's holiness. This constitutes week 13 of the journey, and if you don't already have your journal, you can actually log on to www.drteresafields, go to the book section, and there you're going to find an opportunity so that you can actually order your journal and follow along as we continue to become the very best that God has intended for us to be. This week, week 13 of our journey brings to us an anchor of wholeness that is going to be very, very critical to each of us. You and I have got to understand that God has designed us to experience victorious living, but very often we sometimes move so swiftly through life until we miss that opportunity. And so this week's anchor of wholeness says, slow down, reflect, and refresh. Speed may be faster, but it is not necessarily better. Endurance takes time and temperance. You see, this book collection is going to be so critical because I have found, particularly in my life, that there has come a point where I need to actually settle in to understand that motion doesn't always mean motivation. You see, what happens is very often you and I become entrapped with actually keeping ourselves busy and moving, and so much so that we tend to erase that quality time of meditation that we can spend with the Lord. And so this week, I'm going to discuss with you 5 top secrets to victorious living. You see, what has happened to us, we have somehow become so tuned to the fact that we've got to be busy and that we've got to be moving in order for us to seem to be successful or victorious. But ironically, the Bible has a very different view of what victorious living is all about. I'd like to call your attention to a very interesting passage. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Here, we find that words of wisdom are going out, and actually Solomon reminds us of what it is that really is victorious living, and that perhaps we spent too much time doing too much too fast and actually missing the goal. I'd like to read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 in the New Living Translation because I think that really hits the meat of the story. It says, I have observed something else under the sun. Again, this is Solomon speaking. He says, the fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. Well, when I read that particular verse in the New Living Translation, it was very intriguing to me because it said to me that there are some key items that we need to look at. First of all, it is important for us to know that we have got to slow down. What happens is we've become to the point where we believe that moving, motion, and running fast is the way to run. But when we look at this scripture, Solomon in his wisdom suggests to us that speed may not necessarily be faster, and faster may not necessarily be better. And so when we look at this, what is most important that we learn to endure, and this endurance is going to take time and temperance. And so today's tips will be, first, I'd like for you to begin to get a pattern to pray for direction. The Bible declares that we ought to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added. And so for the top secrets today, I'd like to give you 5 steps. And you're going to have to recommend to yourself and commit to actually meditating, slowing down, keeping still, and refreshing and reflecting through a thought process. If you're going to do this for a period of about 25 minutes, we are going to live into the scripture that says, be still and know that I am God. And so God himself even suggests to keeping still, slowing down, and meditating will be a great way to reach him. Okay? So let's move to the first top secret that the Bible has and that I'm encouraging you to do. The first of the 5 minutes of the 25 minutes that you're going to develop a time to set aside for meditation, the first 5 minutes, spend time reflecting on the positive experiences of the day. Make your mind go back to only positive things that you have experienced during the day. Then, the second 5 minutes, I'd like for you to consciously make an effort of thanking God for your physical, emotional, and spiritual victories that you've won and that you're winning each day. Because what this does is that it puts your life of success and victorious living into perspective. If you're thinking positively, and if you're thanking God for those victories, then you're going to continue to experience more victories. The third 5 minutes of your 25-minute meditation, take a moment to go into the process of purifying your mind and emotion of all negative thoughts. You're going to make sure that whatever negativity that you have, whatever things that are holding you back, whatever bad thoughts, bad experiences, or uncomfortable feelings, you're going to now purify your mind from these thoughts. You're going to do that by simply meditating, focusing, praying, and refreshing. Then I'd like for you to move to the fourth step. This step is very critical. Once you have an opportunity to reflect on today's or your week's positive experience, thanking Him for all of the victories, giving God the glory, and thanking Him for it, purifying your mind and emotion of all negative thoughts, then take time to move into listening to hear God's voice concerning your course of action for this day, the next day, and your future endeavors. You see, learning to get into a habit of listening to God is much more important than spending time talking and sharing and praying to God. The reality is God wants to speak to us, but very often we are so very busy speaking to Him and speaking in and out and around that we're missing those golden opportunities to listen to the voice of the Lord concerning our course of action. And then finally, take another 5 minutes seeking God's direction. Seek His guidance. The Bible says that if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all of these things that we're desiring and want to have happen will come next. And so this week, the 5 top secrets for victorious living that I'd like for you to work on this week and to become adopted into that frame of thinking is 1, reflect on positive experiences. 2, thank God for physical, emotional, and spiritual victories that you've won already. 3, purify your mind and emotion of all negative thoughts. 4, listen to hear God's voice concerning your course of action. And finally, seek God's direction for your life decisions. And so as you go through this week, knowing that you're going to be more than a conqueror, that you're more than victorious, think about the words from Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. Remember, speed is not necessarily faster, and it is not necessarily better. Endurance takes time, and it takes temperance, which is self-control. And so if you walk through those 5 steps, those 5 top secrets of victorious living, I am convinced that you're going to have a great week. And so you can download this particular lesson. You can actually email it to a friend. In addition, you can place it on your iPod to review these thoughts at the beginning of the day, perhaps on your ride home, when you're reclining. And of course, don't forget to share it with a friend so that you too can be blessed as they are as well. And don't forget to go to the journal spot and get a copy of your own journal if you don't already have time, and then you can go back and forth to be able to catch up to where we are and begin to continue on this wonderful journey to wholeness through God's holiness. And so until next week, be victorious in the Lord and know that you are more than a conqueror. Just learn to slow down, reflect, and refresh. And so be blessed, be free, and be whole.